All right, so let's talk Google Ads.
Yeah.
I mean, who hasn't seen those ads pop up everywhere?
Oh, they're
We see
everywhere.
them every day.
All the time.
But, we all know they're there, but like, how do they actually work?
Right.
And like, even more importantly, like, can they actually work for your business?
Yeah. Do they make a difference?
So we've been doing a deep dive into some research about Google Ads, and we're going to break down like all the different pieces there.
Yeah.
You hear people throw around pay-per-click and pay-per-call.
Right.
But like, what does that actually mean for your bottom line?
Exactly. And I think what's really fascinating is that, there's not just one type of Google ad campaign, right?
Hey.
You have these different types, like pay-per-click, which is all about driving traffic to a website.
Right.
And then you have pay-per-call, which is, all about getting people to call you directly.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So it's almost like choosing the right tool for the job. Like if you're a plumber with like emergency calls, you don't necessarily need someone to browse your website for an hour.
No, you need them to call right now.
Exactly.
Right. And I think that that distinction is really key.
So how does pay-per-click work exactly?
Well, the first thing is you have to set up a campaign in Google Ads.
Okay.
You go in, you say what you want to achieve, and then you have to do what's called keyword research.
Okay, so keywords, those are like the terms people are actually typing into Google, right?
Right. Like, what are people actually searching for?
Okay.
And the great thing is Google actually has a tool to help you with this. It's called the Keyword Planner.
Oh, that's handy.
It
So you
is.
can see like what people are searching for, how many people are searching for it.
And how much competition there is for those keywords.
Oh, interesting.
And you can find some real gems in there.
So once you have your keywords, then what?
Well, then you enter the ad auction.
Okay, so it's an auction.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing it's not just about who bids the highest.
You're absolutely right.
There's got to be more to it than that.
There is. It's not just about the money.
Okay.
Google also looks at something called quality score.
Quality score, what's that?
Well, it's basically Google's way of saying how relevant and useful is your ad.
Okay.
So they look at things like your landing page experience, the expected click-through rate, and how well your keywords actually match what the user is searching for.
So it's like Google is playing matchmaker,
Yeah.
trying to make sure that the best ads, the most relevant ones,
Are the ones that people see.
rise to the top.
Exactly, because Google wants to show users ads that are actually going to be helpful to them.
Makes sense.
So quality score really matters.
So a high quality score, that's good for Google, but it's also good for the advertiser, right?
Absolutely. It means you're attracting the right kind of traffic.
Okay, that makes
Then
sense.
your ads are more likely to be seen.
Got it.
So it's a win-win.
Now, what about pay-per-call?
Ah, pay-per-call.
So that's all about getting people to pick up the phone and call you directly.
Right, immediate contact.
Yeah. So is that basically the same principle as pay-per-click, just with phone calls instead of clicks?
There are definitely some similarities, but pay-per-call has its own unique elements.
Okay, like what?
Well, for example, you've got call extensions and tracking numbers.
I think I've seen those before, like those click-to-call buttons. You
Exactly.
just cap it and it dials the number right from your phone.
It's all about making it super easy for someone to connect with your business.
I've definitely used those before. Like
Yeah.
when my dog ate something he shouldn't have, and I needed to find an emergency vet like right away.
Oh, no.
It was so convenient. Just click and call.
See? Real world application.
Exactly.
So, yeah, pay-per-call is really geared towards businesses where that immediate interaction is key.
Okay, so things like emergency services, consultations.
Anything where that direct connection can make all the difference.
I'm starting to get a better understanding of how these different ad types work.
Good.
But let's face it, the big question on everyone's mind is, what's this going to cost me?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard some horror stories about like crazy expensive clicks.
It's true. Some industries are definitely more competitive, which drives up costs.
Yeah.
Like in the legal world, for example,
Okay.
you could be looking at clicks that range from like $10 to to $100 or more.
$100 for a single click.
It can get pretty intense.
That's insane. Why is it so expensive in that particular field?
Well, you have to think about the context.
Oh.
In legal cases, especially those involving large settlements, acquiring a client can be worth a significant investment.
Right. So if a single click could lead to a multi-million dollar case.
Suddenly, $100 doesn't seem so bad.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
But it highlights why understanding your industry is so important.
Right. Different industries, different cost.
Exactly.
So what about other industries? Does it ever get less terrifying?
Oh, of course. It really varies depending on your industry and the keywords you're targeting.
Okay.
Like in e-commerce, you might see clicks as low as 50 cents to $3.
Wow, that's a big difference.
Right. Hard services, things like plumbing and HVAC, those usually fall somewhere between $5 and $25.
Okay, so it really is a spectrum.
It is.
And that's why that keyword research is so important?
Exactly. You can find those pockets of opportunity where clicks are more affordable.
So it's not one size fits all?
Definitely not.
Now, what about pay-per-call pricing?
Okay, so pay-per-call, that's a different model.
Right, because you're paying for a call, not a click.
Exactly.
So what kind of costs are we talking about there?
Well, for something like legal services, you could be looking at $50 to $200 per call.
Oh, wow.
Plumbing and HVAC, that might be in the $20 to $70 range.
Okay.
And then you have medical and dental services. Those often fall between $30 and $90 per call.
So again, quite a range depending on the industry.
It is.
But what's interesting to me is how businesses are factoring in the value of that call when they set their budget.
Right, because a call that's just someone casually inquiring about services.
Right.
That's different from a call that leads to booking a high-ticket appointment.
Exactly. So you have to think about the potential revenue each call could generate.
Absolutely. It's all about finding that sweet spot where your advertising spend is actually giving you a good return on investment.
So it's not just about the initial cost of the click or the call.
Right.
But about what that click or call can ultimately lead to in terms of profit.
Exactly.
So can we look at some real-world examples of how businesses are seeing positive ROI from these ads?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
So let's talk about some real-world examples of ROI.
Yeah. Let's get into the nitty-gritty.
So first up, we've got a plumbing company.
Okay. Classic example.
So they were spending $1,000 a month on PPC ads.
Right.
With an average cost per click of $10.
Okay.
So they were getting about 100 clicks a month, leading to 10 leads.
Okay, so a 10% conversion rate from clicks to leads.
Right, and then out of those 10 leads, they were converting half of them into actual customers.
Right, so 5 new clients.
Exactly, so they're essentially spending $1,000 to acquire 5 new customers. But how does that translate into actual profit?
Well, in this case, their average revenue per customer was $500.
Okay.
So those 5 customers brought in $2,500.
Right.
You subtract their $1,000 ad spend, and they're left with a $1,500 profit.
So a 50% return on their investment.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. That's pretty impressive.
It shows how targeted ads can really make a difference.
Okay, so that's pay-per-click. What about pay-per-call? Do we have any good ROI examples for that?
We do. Let's look at this law firm. They were seeing some great results.
Okay.
They were spending $2,000 a month with an average cost per call of $100.
Right.
So that generated about 20 calls a month.
Okay.
And with a 25% conversion rate, they were signing on 5 new clients.
So similar to the plumbing company, 5 new clients.
Right. But here's the difference.
I'm guessing the revenue per client is a lot higher for a law firm.
You got it.
Okay. So what was their average revenue per client?
About $1,000.
$5,000.
Yep.
So those 5 new clients brought in $25,000 in revenue.
Eight.
Subtract their ad spend of $2,000. And they're looking at a profit of $23,000.
That's a pretty significant return.
Yeah, that's over 10 times their initial investment.
It just goes to show the potential of pay-per-call, especially for businesses with high-value services.
Right, because when you're dealing with big-ticket items or services, those individual conversions can be worth a lot more.
Right, but it's important to remember that these are just examples.
Of course, every business is different.
Exactly. Your results will vary depending on your industry, your target market, all sorts of factors.
So it's not a magic formula.
No, but it does show that Google Ads can be a really effective way to grow your business.
Okay, so now that we've seen the potential, let's talk about how to actually maximize that ROI.
Yeah, let's get into some actionable strategies.
All right, hit me with your best tips.
Well, first and foremost, it all starts with your ad copy.
Right, that's the first thing people see.
Exactly, you want to make a good impression.
So what are some tips for routing ad copy that actually converts?
Well, think about your target audience.
Okay.
What are their pain points? What are their goals?
Right. Put yourself in their shoes.
Exactly. And once you understand your audience, you can tailor your message to speak directly to them.
So it's not just about lifting features and benefits.
No, it's about connecting with people on an emotional level.
Okay. I like that.
And don't forget about a strong call to action.
Oh, yeah. Tell people what you want them to do.
Exactly. Get your free quote.
Yeah.
Book your consultation now. Things like that.
Make it clear and concise.
Absolutely.
Now, we touched on negative keywords earlier.
Right.
Can we dig into those a bit more?
Sure. So negative keywords are all about filtering out irrelevant searches.
Okay. So if I'm a high-end furniture store, I wouldn't want my ads to show up for someone searching for cheap DIY furniture.
Exactly. You're trying to attract people who are actually interested in what you offer.
Right. So negative keywords can save you money, by preventing those irrelevant clicks.
They can, and they can improve your overall campaign performance.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's about working smarter, not harder.
I like that.
Now, let's talk about landing pages.
Okay, so this is where people end up after they click on your ad.
Exactly, and it's incredibly important.
Why is that?
Well, your landing page is where the conversion happens or doesn't happen.
Right, so it needs to be optimized.
It does.
So what are some key things to keep in mind when optimizing a landing page?
Well, speed is crucial.
Okay, people don't want to wait around.
No, they don't.
Especially on their phones.
Right, so make sure your landing page loads quickly, especially on mobile devices.
What else?
Clarity is important. Your landing page should have a clear message that aligns with your ad copy.
Okay, so don't confuse people with too much information.
Exactly. Keep it focused.
One message, one goal.
I like that.
And of course, that call to action needs to be front and center.
Absolutely. Make it easy for people to take the next step.
Guide them by the hand.
That's a good way to put it.
Now, you also mentioned A-B testing.
Yes, A-B testing.
So how can businesses use that to improve their landing pages and ad campaigns?
Well, A-B testing is all about experimentation.
Okay.
You're basically testing different versions of your ads and landing pages to see what performs best.
So you might test different headlines, different images, different calls to action.
Exactly. And then you look at the data to see what resonates most with your audience.
So it's like a scientific approach to marketing.
It is. It's all about data-driven decision-making.
I love that.
It takes the guesswork out of optimization.
Now let's talk about bid adjustment.
Bid adjustment.
So this is where things get really granular.
They do.
You can adjust your bids based on all sorts of factors.
Yep, like time of day, location, device.
So if I'm a restaurant owner, I might want to increase my bids during peak dining hours.
Exactly, when people are more likely to be searching for a place to eat.
Or if I'm a local boutique, I might bid more aggressively on weekends when people are out shopping.
That's a good strategy.
And location targeting is super important for businesses with a physical storefront, right?
Absolutely. You can target your ads to specific cities, neighborhoods, even zip codes.
So you're only showing your ads to people who are actually in your area.
Exactly. No point in wasting money on clicks from people who are miles away.
And you can even adjust your bids based on how close someone is to your business.
Yeah. If someone's searching for a coffee shop and they're right around the corner from your cafe, you might want to bid a bit higher to make sure your ad is the one they see.
Wow, that's so precise.
It is. It's all about getting your ads in front of the right people at the right time.
I love it.
And don't forget about device targeting.
Okay, how does that play into bid adjustments?
Well, people use different devices for different purposes.
Right. Someone browsing on their phone might be looking for something quick and easy.
Exactly. While someone on a desktop computer might be more inclined to make a larger purchase.
So you can adjust your bids to reflect those different user behaviors.
You can. It's all about optimizing your ad spend for maximum effectiveness.
This is fascinating stuff. I feel like we're really peeling back the layers of Google Ads here.
We are. It's a deep dive.
It is. But I want to switch gears for a moment and talk specifically about pay-per-call.
Okay, pay-per-call. What about it?
Well, we've talked about some general strategies for Google Ads.
Right.
But are there any unique considerations for businesses that are using pay-per-call campaigns?
There are. I think one of the biggest things to keep in mind is that you're not just paying for a click, you're paying for a phone call.
Right. So the user experience is even more important.
It is, because someone clicking on a pay-per-call ad expects to talk to a real person immediately.
Right, so you need to have a system in place to handle those calls.
Absolutely. No missed calls, no long hold times.
Your staff needs to be trained and ready to go.
They do. Every call is an opportunity.
To make a good impression.
Exactly.
And potentially convert that caller into a customer.
That's the goal.
What about tracking and analytics?
Oh, that's crucial too.
How can businesses monitor their pay-per-call campaigns and make sure they're getting a good ROI?
Well, you need to track where your calls are coming from.
Okay.
Which keywords are driving conversions, how long those calls are lasting.
Right. So you can see what's working and what's not.
Exactly. It's all about data.
I'm assuming there are tools out there that can help with call tracking and analytics.
Oh, absolutely. There are some great platforms that integrate with Google Ads.
So you can get all those insights right in your dashboard.
Yep. It makes it easy to see what's going on.
Okay. And finally, let's talk about call quality.
Yes, call quality.
So how can businesses make sure that the calls they're paying for are actually leading to valuable interactions?
Well, you need to monitor those calls.
Oh.
Listen to recordings, see how your staff is interacting with potential customers.
Right, make sure they're representing your brand well.
Exactly. Are they answering questions accurately? Are they providing a positive experience?
It's all about making sure that every phone call is an opportunity to shine.
That's a good way to put it.
Man, we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have. It's been a whirlwind tour of Google Ads.
It really has. And you know what? I actually feel like I get it now.
That's great to hear.
I came in feeling kind of clueless.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like I could actually go out there and, like, you know, create my own campaign.
That's the goal.
And, like, actually have a chance of making it successful.
Yeah, knowledge is power, right?
Exactly. But you know what would be really helpful?
What's that?
Is if we could, like, distill everything we've talked about into some key takeaways.
Oh, I like that.
Some, like, guiding principles for our listeners.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so principle number one.
Okay.
Know your audience.
It's so important.
It really is. Like, this applies to any kind of marketing.
It does.
But it's especially important for Google Ads.
Absolutely.
You need to know who you're targeting.
Yeah, who are you trying to reach?
What are their pain points? What are their goals?
What makes them tick?
Exactly.
You really have to understand them.
All right, so principle number two.
Okay, let's see.
Keywords are king.
Yes. Keywords are everything.
We talked about keyword research, but it bears repeating.
It does.
You got to take the time to really understand the terms people are using to find businesses like yours.
Use the tools, like the keyword planner.
Yeah. Look at related searches.
Even look at what your competitors are doing.
Get those insights.
And remember those negative keywords.
Yeah, those are important too.
Really important.
You got to filter out those irrelevant searches.
Right, because every click costs money.
Okay, so principle number three.
All right, principle number three.
Quality over quantity.
I love that one.
It's not just about getting a ton of clicks.
No, it's about getting the right clicks.
The clicks that are actually going to lead to something.
The clicks from people who are genuinely interested in what you have to offer.
So focus on creating high quality ads.
Yeah.
That target those valuable keywords.
And that leads to a positive user experience.
Okay, principle number four.
Hit me.
Optimize, optimize, optimize.
Always be optimizing.
It's not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
No, Google Ads requires constant attention.
You got to analyze the data, make adjustments.
Experiment with different things.
A-B testing, bid adjustments.
Landing page optimization.
It's an ongoing process.
It is. The digital landscape is constantly changing.
So you got to stay on top of it.
You do.
And don't be afraid to get granular with your optimizations.
Yeah, dig into those details.
See what's working, what's not.
And adjust accordingly.
Principle number five.
Last but not least.
Track your ROI like a hawk.
Yes. You got to know what's working.
It all comes down to whether your campaigns are actually making you money.
Right. At the end of the day, it's about the bottom line.
We saw some amazing ROI examples in our research.
We did.
But it's important to remember those are just examples.
They are. Every business is different.
What works for one might not work for another.
So you got to track your results, see what's happening in your own campaigns.
Set clear goals, monitor your progress.
And be willing to adjust your strategies.
Make sure those Google Ads investments are actually paying off.
Absolutely.
All right. I think those five principles provide a great foundation for anyone looking to master Google Ads.
I think so too.
But the learning never stops, right?
Oh, it never stops.
This is a constantly evolving field.
It is. So stay curious, stay informed.
Keep testing, keep refining.
Absolutely. And you'll be well on your way to success.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure diving into this topic with you.
The pleasure was all mine.
And to all our listeners out there.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Google Ads.
We hope you learned a lot.
And we hope you feel empowered to take your campaigns to the next level.
And remember, Google Ads, it's a mix of art and science.
It is. It's technical. It's data-driven.
But it's also creative.
You got to understand people. You got to connect with your audience.
That's what makes it so interesting.
Well said.
Thanks.
All right. Until next time, happy advertising, everyone.
Happy advertising.